Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satsvarupa Dasa Goswami. He's wearing a hat and other striking casual poses and attitudes. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would wear a Swami hat at a comical angle with the flaps sticking out on either side of his head. Sometimes he would lie with his body draped across his sitting place, feet and legs hanging over the bolster pillows, completely relaxed. Sometimes he would transcendently doze in a sitting position in his room. Of course, he did not behave so casually when guests were there. His walk with his cane was aristocratic, as was the tilt of his head. Everyone received him as a refined gentleman. He was usually seen in public with a large entourage. Often, when he was alone or at least in smaller groups, the casual and graceful poses of his body, sitting or walking, his movements in holding a chalice of water, the pinky extended, a mudra signifying perfection, the silk cuff of his sleeve showing under his sweater, and then the soft, smooth-lined palms of his hands displayed while talking, all these charmed and pacified the heart. Sometimes Prabhupada would be preaching at length and then suddenly stand up and walk out of the room while everyone waited for his return. On his exit and on his re-entry, everyone would bow down. These small pleasurable aspects of his presence were a background to the serious business life with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was stern and grave, always thinking about immediate plans, heavy surrenders that he asked of his disciples. And yet, the steady joy of being with Prabhupada was always there. Both were there, the joys of being near his person and the heaviness of his orders. And in his presence, Krishna's protection was always there. Thank you. Hare Krishna.